The latest from podnews.net, the CEO of the podcasting company Anchor, Michael Mignano, writes that no, Anchor doesn't own your podcast. He's highlighting the company's new clarified terms of service. Much of the original terms date from Anchor's first outing as an audio social network. They've been clarified, and quote, what it means sections have also been added. Podtrac, a podcast measurement company, have published October 2018's podcast publisher numbers. The numbers are ranked in terms of US monthly audience. iHeartRadio's acquisition of How Stuff Works have propelled them up to number two. The company now claims 147 million global downloads. Now, until this month, the disclaimer that iHeartRadio's figures, quote, do not include shows being distributed on the iHeartRadio player, on iHeart.com and affiliated sites, has been part of this release. These shows were excluded from the Podtrac listings after we reported that they were being miscounted back in January. Now, we note that iHeartRadio's 850 websites are still preloading their podcast audio, but our technical analysis shows that this behaviour is not being measured by Podtrac. Lots of advice to link to today, including Buzzsprout writing how to promote your podcast on social media, Sonics about what every podcast website should include, and the Australian ABC covering the subtle art of sound design. And
who are the heroes and who are the villains in Stan Lee's world? I'm Alan Duke, and it's my mission to sort them out.
American comic book writer Stan Lee passed away earlier this week, but he'd been fighting battles of his own at the end of his life with charges of fraud, elder abuse, theft, and plenty more as his family fought for who would control his business and his money. Scandal, Stan Lee's World, covers the ugly inside story. That's released today. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.